Welcome back to the final segment of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment, as always, it's brought to you by Williams Gunsmith Company.
No way.
I imagine John's probably got a few guns picked out on the used shelf over there, Williams Gunsmith Company.
I'm going to say barely used shelf. The guns I picked out look brand new.
They got beautiful selection of guns out there.
They do. It's like a kid in a candy shop for me. I go there and my wife's like, you'll be on that side of the store for an hour and a half looking at handguns, you know, but it's wonderful. It's WilliamsGunsight.com is what I'm talking about, their website. You can finish drinking your coffee and eat your poached egg and watch the website and see what's available at 10 o'clock today, okay?
Yeah.
That's a good morning, if you ask me.
It's not a bad morning at all.
You know, a little bit of housework maybe, then you get your butt over to Williams Gunsight and get your gun. So, WilliamsGunsight.com. Click on the used guns section. It takes, if you're on a mobile device, it's not super easy. If you're on your laptop or your home computer, it's very simple. It comes up beautiful. But by gosh, it's worth it. Now I'm going to show you 5, 6, maybe 7 great personal carry guns that I found on the site. There are dozens and dozens that I wouldn't kick out of bed, but I wanted to get something I'm thinking for accuracy, ease of operation, concealment to a point, and that would work good for your house of worship, personal security, or security for others. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they can't be fly by night junk. You know what I mean? You don't want to go in there with
something solid and dependable.
You don't want to go in there with a $188 9mm handgun that you picked up because it was such a deal. Nothing too flashy.
You want something that's
work.
It's a workhorse, yep, not a show horse.
Now, when I talk about workhorses in the gun world, a lot of times I'm talking about 1911s. A lot of people don't think about 1911s for personal security, but they do work normally flawlessly. And I'm going to get some eyes rolling on that one. But to me, a 1911 is one of the most solid guns you can carry. Now, what was the guy's name from, he would say, picture this. Remember the old?
Rod Serling.
Rod Serling. Thank you. I couldn't remember
Twilight
his name.
Zone.
Yeah, I could see his face in Twilight Zone, but I couldn't remember his name. Yeah. My mind doesn't work like that anymore. Thank God Dan's here to keep the needle on the record, buddy.
That's right,
thank
sir.
You. So,
well, you ventured into my turf.
I did. You are the Twilight Zone. So, now, remember, these are all used guns at WilliamsGunsight.com. How about the Colt Commander in 9mm? This is a 4.25-inch barreled, high gloss blued
1911
wood grips. It's beautiful. It's got Novak sights. It's got 2 mags in the box. Mags are easily available. These things rock, and they got such good triggers, and you can same hole these guns. They shoot so accurate. Now everyone's different, but Colt Commanders are usually very good guns. They got one in the used department right now for $939.95. Check it out. You'd be very, very blessed to get this one. So if it's still there, because I might be there at 10 o'clock. Next one. This one is, it's one of my favorites. I hold them often. I have not bought one yet. I don't know why. It's a CZ Shadow. Now, CZ is, of course, from overseas. It's from, I think, Turkey or Czechoslovakia. And I think it's Czechoslovakian. The Shadow 2 is a competition gun that is so sweet and so smooth and so tight. Again, one of those flawless guns, 3.75-inch barreled, adjustable sights. This one comes with 2 mags, case. It's optics ready. These run about $1,600 new. They got one used right now. It's beautiful, blued with a black or with the blue grips. $1,239.95. They have a couple others that are less, but this was the prettiest one. So I was honest with you. I told you about fit, feel, finish, color. Those things matter. If you're comfortable with it and you're proud of it, you're going to carry it more often. If it's ugly, you're not going to carry it, you know? And you don't want it to be painted up like Bumblebee or something. You want it to be concealable and look like it's serious business.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, as far as Glocks goes, several Glocks fit the need in the and can fit the pattern of what we're looking for here, but the Glock 23, they got a Gen 3 Glock 20 or Gen 4 Glock 23. This is a 40 caliber, 4-inch barrel. It's got night sights, 3 mags. Now, honestly, you don't need much more than that. You have 15 rounds in the palm of your 14 rounds in the palm of your hand. Very effective. 40 caliber is very effective. Now, the nice thing about a Glock 23, you can get conversion barrels. If you get tired of shooting it as a Glock 23, which is a 40 caliber, 40 Smith & Wesson, you can switch to a 9mm conversion barrel, change the spring. It'll cost you $100, $125, and you got a 9mm in the same gun. So this Glock 23 they got is absolutely perfect looking, priced to sell at $439.95. So that would be a good one. That's always a go-to for me. The Glock 19, Glock 23 frame is identical. They're almost identical. They're just great guns and one of the most popular guns in America. Now, another up-and-comer in the Glock world is the Glock 48. This is an interesting gun. It's a slimmer gun, lighter, easier to hide, and they come with 10-round magazines. But let me tell you, if you're going to build a gun and you want to make it yours, this Glock 48 might be the one you want. This is a 9mm, 4-inch barreled, concealable 9mm, okay? 3 mags with it, box manual, standard sights. This is a perfect build gun. Why I say that is this is one of those guns you can buy. You can go right to the counter, the gunsmiths at Williams, and say, this is what I want to do. I want you to put shield magazine release in it, which is a metal magazine release, and go to the shield 15-round magazines. I want you to put your Williams gun sight night sights on it so that the sights glow perfect and they're easy to use and they will glow at night so that you can see them in dark lit areas. You can get grip extensions and custom grip rubber grips that slide over top of this gun to make it fit your hand so good. You can enhance it any way you want. You can even upgrade the trigger, change it to a 3.5-pound trigger so it's a more accurate trigger with a short reset. But you can start building this gun by buying the gun for $439.95. That's what I've been doing. I've been taking my Glocks, customizing the way I want them so that I get what I want without having to buy a whole nother gun. So it makes a lot of sense, and it helps justify where I spend my money. And I'm sure you can understand that. If you can upgrade what you have, you know, it's like getting good new snow tires on for the winter. You're going to be happier with it for performance. Now, a lot of people like wheel guns because they always work. Wheel guns are revolvers. Smith & Wesson has a beautiful, there's a beautiful used one at Williams Gun Sight. It's a Model 66. There's a reason why this gun was called the Distinguished Combat Magnum. They are phenomenal guns. This is a 2 3/4-inch barreled 357 Magnum, stainless steel, adjustable sights, target trigger, target hammer, all around great gun. It's got the rubber grips on it that are finger grooved. It's got the box and everything it comes in. And this thing is darn near perfect. It is a phenomenal gun. And they're usually smooth as glass. You can get this one for $839.95. And honestly, the only thing I'd do is get a couple speed loaders, a good holster, and I'd carry it everywhere. This would be a gun that's sized good enough because the Model 66 is a medium-sized gun. It's on that Smith & Wesson Model 19 frame, but it's stainless steel. You could carry it in a shoulder rig, which would just be ideal and just be a great setup for you. Now, the sixth gun on the list, so $839.95 for that Smith & Wesson 66, great gun. I talked earlier, for the sixth gun, I talked about the Springfield Echelon. And sure enough, they got several of them in the used department right now because they sell a ton of these guns. And some people love them, some people don't. But I'm telling you what, they're good. Springfield Armory's Echelon with a Vortex Defender reflex sight on it. It's sand-colored frame, blued slide. So it's tan and blue. 3 mags and a case. And this thing is a rock star. It is a beautiful gun, priced at $639.95. So these are all great guns on sale at Williams Gun Sight. So jump on them if you can. The last one I'm going to talk about is the Walther PDP. This one looks almost identical to the Echelon they just talked about. The frame and the feel is almost identical. Walther is just done a really good job of refining these, and this is the biggest one of the bunch I've talked about. This one's got a 5-inch barrel, the PDP 9mm semi-automatic. It is optics ready. It's got a case. It's got a loader. It's got three mags. It fits and feels so good. I call it glove-like fitting. Ergonomically, these guns are the rock stars. They are just great. I used to think that the Walther P99 was perfect. The PDPs are better. Now, this has got the longest sight plane of any of the guns I've talked about here because it's got the 5-inch barrel. So it is truly, I'd say, my pick for a very good defensive gun for security purposes. Priced right to go home with you at $569.95. So come and check them all out. Bring in yours that you're not real happy with and get rid of it. Trade it in.
Yeah.
Be done with it. That's yesterday's news. Start off with a new gun. Like it. Get some ammo. When you buy the gun, you're going to get a range pass anyway, so you
practice
get to go and
it.
Use the range.
Yeah.
So be glad you did. And make that yesterday's news. Start off with a fresh new gun. Remember, we're here every Saturday for you just to help you with your gun buying needs.
Well, we've done the hard stuff.
John's
done the testing, the shopping.
I lose sleep over this stuff.
He spends a lot of time with it because he cares about you.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's because not because he just loves to spend time with guns.
It's a day.
That's a part of it.
Day that ends in Y, so it's a good day to buy a gun.
Well, we'll do it again next week. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9. Don't miss an episode. And if you do, go to the website because you can listen to them
there. You can listen to it right on our website, thegss.com.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.